So I asked a question on Twitter last night about another word for play when it comes to a kink scene, session. None of those words I like very much, and people were confused as to why I didn't like them. So I thought I would take this opportunity to try this yet again and see if anybody actually listened. So my issue with the word play is that, as most of you know, that for me, love, sex, and DS are all bound up together. And play seems appropriate if I'm topping someone, and it's just that, you know, an exchange of impact play. I get to spank somebody or flog somebody, and they get to be spanked or flogged. There's no real emotional connection for me, unless the person that I'm doing that with is someone that I love. And so play doesn't seem to be the appropriate word. It doesn't carry the depth of emotional connection and content that suits me. So I wonder if there are other words that might be more appropriate to that. Scene, I mean, sort of kind of carries the, like it's staged, like it's a bit from a play. There we have play and scene all in the same sentence. It also doesn't feel right to me. And, well, session, you know, it sounds kind of like I'm stopping in for a bit of therapy. And while kink play can be therapeutic, it isn't, again, doesn't talk about that depth of feeling, that way that I feel connected on a deeper level with someone that I'm doing that with, that I'm in love with, that I love, that I am showing my dominant side to, the part of me that not everybody gets to see. And that loop, that feedback, that connection, that depth, that interplay, the looks, the sounds, the comments, the whole thing to me seems just a bunch deeper. Maybe I'm explaining this poorly. Maybe I don't really know what this is all about. But if you have any ideas, or if what I'm talking about kind of makes sense to you, I would love to hear any comments or suggestions that might lend itself towards me finding some way to express what this means and how it feels right and those things that matter in those moments. And I mean, while we're talking about this kind of stuff, I was recently asked what it feels like, and I've even written a post and about this question, and I'm not sure I explained it very well when I wrote that post. It's letting a part of you that isn't really shown very much and putting yourself on display. It's a bit of vulnerability. It has rarely been socially acceptable for that. I had a lot of struggle early on when introduced to kink and DS and those kind of things to understand that it was okay to do this kind of thing with someone that consented to it. And that was, I think, the bit that helped me get my head around it. I am an older person and was raised in a time when, while it was perfectly acceptable for men to hit other men, it was never acceptable for men to hit women. And the fact that I enjoyed doing that consensually, I never did it without consent, was something I had a lot of trouble with. I would feel great during and pretty terrible afterwards. But once I got my head around the concept that what we were doing was something that we both wanted, that we both enjoyed, that we both needed, that made a big difference in how I felt about it and how I was able to process it. It's not like anything else I've ever experienced in my life. I've done a lot of things that are fairly adventurous and interesting and different, and but there is nothing that brings me quite a sensation of being completely and utterly who and what I am than those moments, those times where I just am as openly as I can be myself with somebody else. And I think and I hope that the person that I'm doing that with, the person that I love, the person that is allowing me to show that, is finding the same sort of connection and release and openness and willingness to participate and explore those things and find out how deep that connection is and where are the edges and where are the parts that fit just so brilliantly well. Now, at this point, I'm really just rambling because I don't have a point to make here other than to try to express how it makes me feel and hopefully how other people feel. And if you feel something that's similar or different or whatever, again, just let me know about it.